So here's the conclusion. We need to rejoice in the Lord. We need to delight in the Lord. We need to be passionate about the things of God. And God knows if you're lukewarm. No matter what motions you're going through of doing service for God, He knows the reins and the heart of how you feel, whether you're lukewarm. If you've lost the first love, He can find that in your reins. He can find that in your heart. And the Bible says this in Mark 12:30, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. So what's the most important commandment in the law? To love the Lord God, not just with your mind, but to love the Lord with your mind and your heart and your soul and your strength, because He searches the reins and the hearts. He knows how you feel about Him. If you're bitter toward Him in your heart, He knows that. If you have a bad attitude, He knows that. Or if you just feel nothing, because you just frankly don't really care about the things of God that much, because you care more about video games, and you care more about being popular, and you care more about making money, and you care, you know, what is truly important to you? Because what's important to you is what you're going to think about all the time. It's what you're going to spend time doing. And at night, in your subconscious, you know, you better be dreaming of soul winning, my friend. you know, dream about the things of God. You want to love the Lord with your heart, with your soul, with your mind, with your strength. Hey, I want a love for God that's in my mind. The Bible does say love Him with your mind. So don't just have some irrational, illogical, well, I don't care what the Bible says. This is the God I believe in. You made an idol of your own mind. Love Him with your mind, meaning understand Him. Learn the Word of God. Learn the doctrine. Well, I'm just not into the doctrine. Then you don't love God with your mind if you're not into the doctrine. Well, you know, I'm into Christ, but I'm just not into any kind of theology. Well, look, I'm not interested in man-made theological systems, but I am interested in knowing the doctrines of the Word of God because I want to love the Lord with my mind. But not just with my mind. I want to love Him with my heart. I want to love Him with my soul. I want to love Him with all my strength. And you say, well, where do the reins fall in that? I would put the reins under the strength. Because if you think about it, another seat of strength is our core. Or our abdomen, or our back. You know, when we think of, the biggest muscle in the body is the gluteus maximus. And we think about the largest muscle groups in our body are in our back and in our backside, but even in our back itself. You know, deadlift, anyone? And so our back represents strength. When He's saying, love the Lord with all your might, love Him with your strength, that's a feeling. Am I right? That's not mental. That's a feeling. It's a feeling that comes from our gut, right? It's a visceral feeling. Loving God. And you know what? That's the one thing you can't fake. You can fake things in your mind. You might even be able to fake out your heart because your heart's deceitful, so your heart can do some faking out itself. But you know, the one thing you can't fake, nobody's got their kidneys under that much control where you can't fake the kidneys, my friend. You can't fake the reins. And so go ahead and get a modern version and you lose everything I preached this morning just went out the window to you. This whole sermon was made possible by the King James Version, which accurately reflects the Greek and Hebrew. The Greek word unequivocally means kidneys. The Hebrew word unequivocally means kidneys. The King James is accurate in English. You don't lose anything. The modern versions, this whole sermon goes out the window. So this sermon was brought to you by the King James Version and the original Greek and Hebrew. These new versions have lost something when they just change reins to mind, because it's not the mind. It's pretty much the opposite of the mind on the spectrum of cognition versus gut feeling. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Father, we thank You so much for Your word, Lord, and thank You for giving it to us in our own language, Lord, that we as English speakers could understand Your word without having to learn Greek or Hebrew. We don't need a foreign language. It's a small thing to ask for us to just grab a dictionary every once in a while, Lord. Thank you for giving us the word in our language. And Lord, I pray that every single person who's here would not just know the doctrine and know facts about you, Lord, or even believe in you, but that they would also feel deeply and that they would love you with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. Lord, help me to love you with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.